It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really, the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlin Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Crawford Services, AC and Plumbing brings you this week's e-break. Work in progress in for the Musers. DJ Ringenberg, Justin Montemayor, Matt Birmingham. You can start filling up those phone lines, 888-787-1310, if you would like to vote. Three candidates this week. We'll get to ham pronunciations here in just a second.
Oh, great.
But the legend is back.
I appreciate
no,
it.
No, not you. Talking about let me, you. Let me cut you off there, Monty. I'm not talking about you this time.
No.
I'm actually talking about Norman Elizabeth Hitzkus.
Yeah.
Someone who's actually accomplished something.
Very true. One.
He was back. He's been filling in with Travis all week. It's been pretty awesome hearing Norm back on the ticket.
I'll be with him next week, 1 to 3, all week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Write in my planner.
No, fake writing.
You're not writing anything.
Listen to the
for the guy
tickets.
Complaining about
why
how
is he
long
padding
the,
for time?
For the guy one, complaining about how long the two, open was. You don't need to do this little play.
Three. Oh. Okay. It's written down in my planner. So, a hallmark of Norm on the air is battling with the flip phone, and it did not take long for him to settle back in.
We're going to start today as we have every day this week and will every day next week when my partner will be Justin Montemayor.
I can tell you, Norm, I think he might be a little bit harder to wrangle than me. I think you're going to have a little bit of a tussle on your hands with old Monto.
Well, Monty's a good dude.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's got bits. He keeps trying to ruin my Am I a Jerk segment with the invasion.
He did it today, too.
What a jerk. What's that guy's deal? Thinks he can get away with this? There's no accountability with that guy. Norm's phone is going off.
It is. I'm trying to.
This is 3 out of 4.
Bingo.
Okay. No, wait a minute.
We're so bad at that.
Oh, no.
I mean, the ringer's off, so that's really pretty good.
It's really not off at all.
Well,
because I can hear it.
You got to make this little button turn one way or another to turn it off.
Yeah, here you mean
it's that way.
Give it, if you hit the off button too, it'll send it to voicemail.
Now you tell me. No, did you notice though? Look.
Oh yeah, no, you're rocking the full iPhone, like, and it's not even even like one from 2013 or anything.
No.
It's a pretty new one.
Well. Yeah, we.
I assume this was Mary's, much like your laptop.
Oh, you're very correct there.
So we only just told him he could mute the phone and send it straight to voicemail.
Well, he's dealing with a new iPhone. He doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Phone technology has changed so much since the flip phone.
Boy,
that's more the upset of that e-break is that Norm has an iPhone now.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But that is the ironic thing, though, when you talk about getting a phone, like upgrading an older person's phone where they think it's way more complicated to have the iPhone. It's actually way simpler. It's way easier to use an iPhone, I would say. It's way more intuitive. It's just, it seems more intimidating.
You say that, but I would pay a lot of money to watch Norm deal with the first time his Face ID doesn't work and he has to like resituate it. He's like got under his chin
his
trying to figure it out.
He sends.
You won't even have to pay a lot of money to watch that next
That's
week.
That's true. I may have to insist on him unlocking his phone for me.
It was like Dirk coming out of the stands, though, and dropping 37 and 10.
Yeah.
Just cold out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Still got it.
Boy, does he.
Let's hear that first part again.
We're going to start today.
No,
as we have
he just wants to hear the compliments. Don't stop it. Cut it off. We don't have time. Let's get to another star of the station. A rising star, though.
Hmm.
Different plateau, so this isn't me.
Different part of the career arc. I'm talking, of course, of EA.
Oh, yes.
As we had some shuffling, clearly, if you've got us in the mornings, that means that there are vacancies in other places, and EA is always right there, rearing, ready to go. And he had a little... we put a little compilation together, because he had a couple of funny moments throughout the week.
Oh, no. Running the board in the afternoons, right?
Yeah.
He's playing ham this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's listen to what EA was up to.
I don't see the hard line with us, so with that, it is 259 on the ticket.
Hey guys, it's GimmeTheVin.com and Eatsy's Market and Breaker brings us Why Today Doesn't Suck with the great and sexy Corby.
Thank you very much, EA. Hello, Travis. Hello, Norm.
Hello.
Eatsy's, by the way, bakes bread. They don't do the brakes on your car.
Yeah. I was wondering what a breakery was.
Eatsy's can do a little of everything, though.
We have Rhett Lashley at 5:15 and Daryl Johnston at 5:30.
Yes, sir.
Very,
huge.
Very football-y, so let's get things started by stopping down for this.
E-News for you.
Jeez. Brought to you by...
All Pro Foundation Repair and Window Nation.
Somebody please mark that.
Is everything okay back
we
there?
We need that.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Dave.
Thank you.
The expo is free, so stop by and say hi, register to win prizes, and more. Wrong one. Try it again.
Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, yeah, with something completely over the top,
you can just bring it down
the
and
host
talk
and
over
star
it.
Of the
you can
snake
just pull
pit.
It all the way down. Yeah. EA, just sponsor. Sponsor.
Twin Peaks.
All right. There, good job, EA. I mean, it's...
so much
EA. Joy. EA.
Was that a patronizing
Man.
Good job?
Yeah, it absolutely was. It was like when Killer did the news on Black Friday.
The noon to seven chair in there, bumpy ride no matter who's sitting there.
Well, I talk about hearing job security live in action for Ham.
He got the sponsor that last time.
He read all the sponsors fine. That was easy bravery.
Might question you there.
They're not a automotive chop shop?
No.
That can fix your brakes?
There's something real funny about the end of that E-News open where you just hear, lose.
Because he had the bed down.
Look, I'll defend EA here as I normally do on this show from you jackals.
I'm sorry, what?
Running the board is tough. Running the board for a station that barely used the board was tough, so what Ham does on a daily basis, it's pretty impressive.
No, it's not.
That was nice of that. That's good for DJ.
Connor can tell you how easy it is.
So even though EA crashed and burned a little bit, it's a tough job. It happens.
He did it so much we had to make a compilation.
And he demanded this be one of the candidates.
We're bringing awareness to the other good job he was having up. I don't know. It's just fun to make fun of.
Move on over there.
All right. Last E-break. That's funny you're laughing here, Ham. That's ironic.
Laughs.
You're talking about him reading sponsors.
He saw you on this peg and said, how about I knock you down one?
Ham has pronunciation issues from time to time.
All the time. All the time.
Every other sentence.
Greg comes out so naturally to him.
Yeah.
I can write it so easily, too.
Flows very cleanly. We had a funny little spin off of a misspeak here from Ham.
No, I sounded like dog crap the entire trip.
You did.
Other than human trafficking, which is 1A, 1B is being sick on vacation.
The worst things that can happen on your vacation?
Yeah. It's the opposite of peanut brother on bread with gold.
Peanut brother? Is that a new SNL character?
What?
I don't know. But part of the reasoning to go to Vegas was because...
George Washington Carver or whatever.
Okay, I was thinking the exact same thing, yes. The original peanut brother. So not peanut butter.
Yeah. Peanut brother. That doesn't even sound like me. God, I was so nasally.
That was at 6:17 in the morning on a Tuesday, maybe.
And you still have sinus infection.
Yeah.
Is that going to be Eddie Griffin's new movie, Undercover Peanut Brother?
Yeah.
Maybe peanut that was brother. On Monday, even.
That was Monday, yeah.
Boy, that's been making me laugh all week, though, thinking of
the Peanut Brother.
The Peanut Brother. Somebody wanting to be to identify as, call me the Peanut Brother, actually. So, our three candidates. Norm, fighting his phone. He's upgraded his phone, but he's still battling it. EA, the white knuckle ride of him running the board, noon to 7. And Matthew Birmingham, the Peanut Brother himself. 888-787-1310. We will take your votes now. Sports caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for? You are on, caller.
I'm calling in to vote for the e-break for my favorite morning heroes. Oh, wait, you guys are my favorite morning heroes, but I just say you've been quite enjoyable this week and keep up the good work, and I'd like to vote for number 3.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's how you vote right
there. Talks faster than I do.
Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Yeah, is it Mushid Muhammad and Kerry Collins?
Not this hour, no. All right. Caller, who do you vote for?
Good morning, fake musers, and hello to my fellow pool player, Monty. I just got off a money-making tournament this past weekend, and I'd like to vote for Norm.
Heck yeah. Right.
There you go.
We stick together, pool players. Deal with it.
It's a rising sport in the United States. Sports caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Good morning.
Oh, is this Brady Tom?
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
We were looking forward to this.
Lucky guess.
Oh, very good. Where's George?
He's out this week. He's enjoying some vacation.
Well, good for him. How do you do today?
Pretty good.
Doing good. Just trying to vote on this thing.
Yeah, you got
to
vote.
Very good. Tried to vote. Let's go with Norm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brady Tom. And you're gone. 888-787-1310. Sports caller, you are on America's favorite radio station. Who do you vote for?
Howdy, boys. Vladimir Putin here. Just wanted to vote for my favorite comrade, Norman Ivan Hitchkiss.
Thanks, Vlad.
Bottom.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
What time is it over there in Russia right now, huh? All right, sports caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for? Caller, you are on the air.
Gentlemen, I'm going to vote for the impact player of the week. It's going to be EA.
That's a good call.
Thank you.
It's a strong vote. Yeah. Any week, he has potential to be the impact player of the
you
week.
Bet.
We got Norm with 3, EA with 1, Ham with 1. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Yeah, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz. How's it going?
Cruz?
Hey, Truda, whip form. Food units are mentioned. There's 3 that I didn't really understand. You don't need an explanation today, but robot empanadas, fireball fruit gusher, and mashed potato gun. And I vote for Childish Gambino.
Thank you.
Ooh, okay. All right. Ham moves into second place. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing great today.
All right. Very well done, sir.
I like that.
I will register that as a Norm vote. We are 1 away. Caller, you could be the deciding vote. What say you?
Guten Tag. This is Dirk Nowitzki. I vote for Norm.
Got a little Middle Eastern there at the end, Dirk.
All right. We have a winner.
Yes.
Norman Elizabeth.
Oh, my God.
Norman Elizabeth Hitzkiss filling back in this week, and he is battling his phone once again.
We're going to start today as we have every day this week and will every day next week when my partner will be Justin Montemayor.
I can tell you, Norm, I think he might be a little bit harder to wrangle than me. I think you're going to have a little bit of a tussle on your hands with old Monto.
Well, Monty's a good dude.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's got bits. He keeps trying to ruin my Am I a Jerk segment with the invasion.
He did it
Thursday.
Today, too.
What a jerk. What's that guy's deal? Thinks he can get away with this? There's no accountability with that guy. Norm's phone is going off.
It is. I'm trying to.
This is 3 out of 4.
Bingo.
Okay, no, wait a minute.
it's three out of four.
That? Oh, no.
I mean, the ringer's off, so that's really pretty good.
It's really not off at all.
Well,
because I can hear it.
is you got to make this little button turn one way or another to turn it off.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You mean
it's that way.
Give it,
you got
can,
it.
Yeah, if you hit See? The yeah, if you hit the off button too, it'll just send it to voicemail.
Now you tell me. No, did you notice though? Look.
Oh yeah, no, you're rocking the full iPhone, like, and it's not even like one from 2013 or anything.
No.
It's a pretty new one.
Well, yeah, we.
I assume this was Mary's, much like your laptop.
Oh, you're very correct there.
Much is a good guy.
I'm guessing he was fiddling with the little switch on the side, right?
This is a
trying to get those.
This is a good man.
Those olive soaked fingers on there to try to turn it off.
All he did was compliment Monty and calling him.
Does he not eat olives?
This is the appreciation that Monty gives him back.
Do your next part.
That's over.
No, it's not.
This is Daddy's part.
Well, that is now Norm's 138th e-break win. He is now Mr. 138. He has increased his all-time lead to 31 over the man in second place, George. I take a lot of vacation because I get a lot of vacation, Dunham.
Well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
What a performance.